This program is intended for mature audiences only.
In this awesome show, learn all about tongues. Use them to flitter, scoop, and dive. And where to use them. Aside from the obvious places, make offers to a shy partner so sweet and yummy that they'll be ready for more adventure now that the emotional center is connected.
Mantak Chia, which I know that you are very familiar with, he was my first teacher. And so he has been a great inspiration to me in terms of understanding the naturalness that sexuality can be without judgment. Tongue Kung Fu is an ancient Chinese art for giving and receiving oral sex skillfully as well as consciously. Tongue Kung Fu is the skillful combination of utilizing your tongue, teeth, lips, and intention to ignite the passion between you and your lover. Tongue diving is very interesting, and that's really just taking the full length of your tongue and the strength of your tongue and diving. And that could be diving into your lover's mouth, you know, straight back into their mouth. That's very exciting. And you can also utilize it to dive into your lover's navel and your lover's sexual palace. That's very exciting when you use your tongue with a lot of strength, but straightforward. The secret the ancient Chinese understood was that the tongue is actually an extension of the heart. That's why it's so sensitive. And so when you are utilizing your tongue, when you're kissing your lover, speaking to your lover, or giving them oral sex, tongue kung fu, you're actually expressing what your heart is feeling towards them.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to give and receive way more pleasure than you ever dreamed possible. Today on the show, we are talking about Tongue Kung Fu, sacred secrets, passionate practices, and tantalizing techniques to take yourself and your partner to the stars. Our guest is Karina Kittles-Karsten, creator of the DVD Sexual Kung Fu and author of the new book, Intimate Wisdom, How to Have the Best Love Ever. Welcome, Karina.
Thank you so much, Patty, for having me here today.
Well, it is my delight. Karina Kittles-Karsten is a former international model who is now a best-selling author and internationally recognized relationship expert. Her unique combination of Eastern and Western wisdom has helped countless numbers of people transform their love lives. She's a frequent international TV, radio, and magazine contributor and guest. She's produced and starred in a line of DVDs and CDs which cover the inner relationships between sex, love, intimacy, breath, power, health, and so much more. So I am so happy to have you here with us today. I think our listeners would love to know more, probably much more, about how to use their tongues. It is so easy to think of tongues as just a tool. But what if they were also a doorway to bliss? Now, if that's the case, how can we open and maximize the potential of this entrance? So, today we will find out what we can do to look at our tongues in a whole new light and with much new delight. We'll find out how we can have way more pleasure with this part of our bodies and link up our tongues to the rest of us. So let's get started, and let's start with you. You're absolutely gorgeous you have been an international model, and yet you've given it up, I think that's my understanding, to teach people about love.
Well, thank you so much. You're gorgeous too, Patty. So it takes one to know one. I never intended to be a teacher. I just had a great passion for learning the ancient Eastern arts of love, as well as knowing more about my own psychology and mythology and around intimacy. And after about 8 years of very dedicated study in the Eastern arts, specifically the Chinese art of love, I had a teacher who came to me and said, "It is time for you to become the teacher." And that was the moment that it really dawned on me that I could be a teacher. And so there began my journey, and it's been over 10 years now, and I am really happy to be able to share what I was originally so passionate about and still today I'm even probably more passionate about. So thank you.
You're welcome. Who or what inspired you in particular? Were there any particular teachers or any particular teachings?
Specifically, the Taoist teachings, the Chinese art of love is what I call the Taoist teachings of sex and intimacy. And Mantak Chia, which I know that you are very familiar with, he was my first teacher. And so he has been a great inspiration to me in terms of understanding the naturalness that sexuality can be without judgment, free of all of our guilt and shame that can be built into that experience, but that it is understanding that it is a powerful experience, intimacy and sexuality, and what we infuse that power with is what brings forth the outcome. So he was greatly influential to me in my understanding and teaching today.
Okay, great. So that gives us a really simple background. Well, let's dive right into the Tong Kung Fu. That's about all I can wait any longer for. I've been preparing for the interview, and I'm just so curious. So what is Tong Kung Fu?
Well, Tong Kung Fu is an ancient Chinese art for giving and receiving oral sex skillfully as well as consciously.
All right, great. And what techniques do you need to know in order to do this?
Well, Tong Kung Fu is the skillful combination of utilizing your tongue, teeth, lips, and intention to ignite the passion between you and your lover. And there are several tongue techniques that you can learn and utilize to fulfill that experience. And one would be playful tongue flutters, and that's a back and forth rapid flittering of the tongue to vibrate, act as a vibrator for your partner in any erogenous zone of their body. There's also tongue diving, that's using the directness of your tongue as well as the full strength to dive deeply into your lover's erogenous zones. And that could be the armpit, it could be their mouth, it could be their sexual region. There's also tongue scooping. Tongue scooping would be a come-hither motion with the tongue, and that can be utilized to activate and reach the G-spot inside of your woman's vagina, or it could also be utilized to reach the perineum behind the testicles. And it's a very exciting tongue movement.
Wow, that's amazing. You know where my mind goes is like, golly, how come I haven't heard about any of this stuff? I mean, I guess this is stuff they teach in the East, but I mean, this is all new to me.
Yes, it is. It is a very ancient secret art of the Tao, and we don't really have really the understanding of what it means to give our lover pleasure with skill as well as consciousness. And that's really the winning combination. It's not that you're this amazing technical lover, but you also have the emotional background as well and the consciousness to deliver it well.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the odds are I'm probably doing some of those things that you're doing, and I'm guessing that the odds are that our listeners are doing some of the things that you just mentioned, but I'm guessing that everyone listening, or at least some of the people, or a lot of the people are thinking, hey, I'd like to be doing a lot more of those things, and I don't know, you know, I mean, like, did you call that flithering?
Playful tongue fluttering.
A fluttering, okay.
And you can flit the tongue. It's really a flit. But yes, to utilize your tongue in a very rapid back and forth motion to excite your lover.
Okay, now, okay, let's just talk about that. Where would you do flittering? And one thing I love about the Taoist system is they take their lovemaking seriously. And, of course, I teach that in expanded lovemaking, you know, the sandbox and practices, and it's okay. And I love that about the Taoists. They do. They practice this stuff. So tell us about the practice of flittering and how you might practice it.
Well, you would take the playful tongue fluttering, and you would utilize it on your lover's ear. That is a beautiful erogenous zone, the ear, the back of the neck, and you would just move your tongue very rapidly as if it was hummingbird wings, and just flitter it along your lover's body, around their breast, along the spine, around their sexual center, what I call the sexual palace, for both male and female, and it's a very exciting movement of the tongue.
So can you make a sound to sort of give us an idea of what the speed might be? Is it sort of a da-da-da-da-da-da?
I mean, there's really no sound with it, but you can think of like a hummingbird, like wings.
Wow, that's hot. Okay, and you can use that pretty much anywhere you want, the nape of the neck or
yes.
The...
Yes, anywhere you could think that your partner would be turned on by that.
Okay, cool. So let's see. Now let's try scooping.
Scooping. Well, again, it's that come hither motion with your tongue. So think of your tongue as if it's like a little spoon, and you just utilize it to grasp the roof of your lover's mouth in a kiss, and that's really sexy, like you're clasping their teeth behind their front teeth. You can also utilize it to reach inside your lover's vagina and hit that G-spot at the top of the wall, the top wall. It's about 2 to 3 inches inside the vagina. And that's a very sexy movement of the tongue. And you can also utilize it on a man to reach the perineum spot, which is right behind his testicles.
Uh-huh, okay. I was wondering, you know, like when a puppy dog kind of scoops up some water, is that a kind of a...
Yes, you could look at it like that. Or you're licking some ice cream, scooping your tongue around the ice cream cone.
Okay, so that's a really fun one. One more. What's another fun one?
I think tongue diving is very interesting. And that's really just taking the full length of your tongue and the strength of your tongue and diving. And that could be diving into your lover's mouth, you know, straight back into their mouth. That's very exciting. You can also utilize it to dive into your lover's navel. And your lover's sexual palace. It's very exciting when you use your tongue with a lot of strength, but straightforward.
So tongue diving is where you just kind of go straight for your intended...
Target. Yes.
So if someone asked me where I was going tonight, I could just say I'm going out diving.
There you go.
Now, are these, do you talk about these in your DVD, Sexual Kung Fu?
Not in Sexual Kung Fu, but my newest DVD called Sacred Lovemaking. There's a whole section devoted to Tongue Kung Fu.
Wow.
As well as the Intimate Wisdom book.
Also talks about that.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I think that's going to be a very popular book, very successful. Okay, well, now you did mention before that you do need some emotional skills that go along with the practical skills, the techniques, right? Now, could you expand on that?
Sure. The most important emotional skill that you need is the joy and the reverence for giving Tung Kung Fu. And I think we forget about the joy. We go through the motions. Oh, my lover will like this. Let me get them stimulated. Let me get them a little excited so we can get right to intercourse. But to not forget the joy, and also that it is an act of sacredness to please your lover, to actually feast upon your lover. It's a really reverent act, and to bring that into it. Also, your level of sensitivity that you have as the giver to your lover's experience of pleasure. That's very important. How sensitive you are to what they really feel is pleasureful. And to know that by your perceptiveness. So perceive how to give that pleasure to them and how long to give that pleasure to them. That's very important in giving very skillful Tung Kung Fu. Also, creativity and fun. Don't forget to have fun with this. Really bring your personality into it and have a great time.
Well, gee, I can hardly imagine not having fun with that. Isn't the tongue one of the most sensitive places in the whole body?
It's very sensitive, and the reason that is what the ancient Chinese understood as a big secret. Would you like to know that secret?
Yes, and, I think all, several hundred thousand of our listeners would too, so but let's hear it.
Okay, the secret the ancient Chinese understood was that the tongue is actually an extension of the heart. That's why it's so sensitive. And so when you are utilizing your tongue, when you're kissing your lover, speaking to your lover, or giving them oral sex, Tung Kung Fu, you're actually expressing what your heart is feeling towards them.
Wow. You know what? That's a new one for me. That's really cool. It makes total sense. You know, one thing I was just thinking about the tongue too, is it's a very positive part of my body, because I never have performance anxiety. I'm never wondering, am I doing this right or not? I mean, I won't say never, but, it just doesn't tend to come up for me. Usually, it's not like a right-wrong kind of thing. And I'm guessing for a lot of people, it's one of the easiest organs to really be a success with, because everyone can flutter. So it's probably one of the easiest, or dive, or, go right for the point, or scoop with, It is really a very fun, playful instrument.
It is. And I think when you said it's just an easy place for you to go, I think you're naturally good at it. And I think you naturally have an open heart, and that's why you excel at it. When your heart has been hurt, when you've experienced emotional shutdown, if you've broken up from someone lately, it's hard for you to get your tongue out there again. You don't feel so excited about really being passionate, because you're exposing your heart again. And we don't even realize this consciously. But if you start to look at your kissing, and also the way your lover, or maybe a lover in the past, has been kissing you, just check in, because every kiss has an emotional story. Every single one.
I can see that. Good point. Thanks for that. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break to support our sponsors. So please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty, and I'm with Karina Kittles-Karsten, and we will be right back. You can learn more about Karina at www.sacredlove.com, where you can find out about her new book, Intimate Wisdom, and her DVDs and all of that. And I just want to say that we did do a show on Montauk Chia very recently. It was episode number 28. And it was a very exciting show on the Eastern philosophy of Taoism. So for those of you who are excited about this whole philosophy, that would be a great companion show to what we're hearing about now. So please stay with us. We will be right back.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and I'm Dr. Patty Taylor, and we are talking to Karina Kittles Karsten about Tong Kung Fu. What a topic. This is so much fun. Well, before the break, we were talking about Tong Fu basics. So now I want to just go on with some more juicy practices. About the tongue and the heart. Is there anything else you want to say about that?
Well, I think that it's very powerful just to understand that concept, that when you give your lover your tongue, you are giving them your heart. So how you utilize your tongue will even give you greater detail about how that your lover is feeling about you. So if your tongue, if your lover is giving you just incredible passion and skillful tongue fluttering and tongue diving, that means they really want you. They are really excited about your love relationship. But if they're holding back, they're more of a peck, they give you pecks, or they maybe give you a little bit and then they're ready to move on to intercourse. It's more that their heart is there, but it's not really there. So you can start to really assess what's going on for you in how you're giving Tong Kung Fu, as well as how your lover's giving it to you, by really seeing that the root of it is what's going on in the heart, the emotional space between you.
Yeah, well, that's really beautiful. I mean, I'll be honest. For me, the degree to which I use my tongue, it fluctuates quite a bit. I think depending on how safe and secure I feel, some days I'm just feeling very vulnerable or just not in the mood. And then other days, I don't know, I'm bold and courageous and I'll take the lead. And I mean, I guess I'm all over the map.
And I think that's true of our hearts, is some days our hearts are more open and some days our hearts have got a lot on its plate, like on our mind. We have a lot on our heart. And so that will also relay to how we utilize our tongue in a kiss or in having Tong Kung Fu, oral sex.
So I love what you're saying here. So a lot of those things are just really fun to practice and learn, and especially on those, you know, really exploratory days. What might be a really nice kiss or Tong Kung Fu for someone, or for a couple, let's say, where they're just getting started and maybe feeling a little shy and tender?
Well, I think a great kiss starts with facing each other, but facing each other with your mouths at an angle. So you're not just straight on kissing each other's mouth. You have your lips at an angle towards each other. That allows the mouth to be open and your tongue to easily move towards each other. And then practice some playful sparring, some tongue sparring, and just explore your lover. You know, when you open your mouth to your lover, you are opening yourself to your lover.
You really are. And let's say your partner gets a little traumatized. Is there anything you could do to kind of give them reassurance?
I think then stop the kissing on the mouth, but just start with like some little fluttering on the ear and long, soft licks around the neck, and allow them to kind of sink into that space where it feels more safe and more comfortable. And that would lead me to tell you what you need to receive Tong Kung Fu. And there are skills for receiving Tong Kung Fu.
Yeah. Oh, you know, energetically, that really sounded like that would work for me on those days when I'm feeling vulnerable. That if I wasn't quite up for the you know, aggressive, which I am some days, and on those days where I'm like shy, and I wanted to switch into that, that would work for me to just go into that more receptive. Well, what would that be?
Well, the first thing is to learn to trust. You know, you have to be able to trust your partner to really experience Tung Kung Fu and open up. So trust and open yourself. That's number one, the number one skill that you need to receive Tung Kung Fu. Second is really sink in to the sensations that you are feeling. Stay present with the pleasure. It's very important for you to keep your mind on what is going on, keep your heart on what's going on, feel the fire between you and your lover.
What do you do for some people who just go into their judgments? And so I love what you're saying. And I'm just wondering what you would say to someone who says, oh, you know, I love what you're saying, but my partner's tongue is kind of pointy or hard. Or, you know, what could they do? They want to connect. And, you know, could they give their lover feedback? So, you know, they just maybe want the puppy dog style and they're just feeling like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. This receiver needs to enjoy the experience. And that's why it's fun to actually really develop your skill set with your lover through kissing first, because that will relay back into the bedroom and Tung Kung Fu. And one of the great ways, without really talking about it, because I think talking can turn to criticism very quickly, is to actually say, let's have a makeout session. Invite your lover to a makeout session and say, you know, I just want to kiss you in this way to excite your passion. And I'd say, I'd love to get that back, and have your lover reciprocate what you give them, so that you're actually playing off of each other rather than, oh, you don't do this right and I need it more this way. No, play with each other. Move into that playful space to develop your skill set.
Well, I love that suggestion. Or what you're saying is maybe show me what you do like.
Exactly. Show and tell.
Well, great. So how about the 69 position?
Yes, Tung Kung Fu in the 69 position is awesome. And I call it actually sharing ambrosia. Ambrosia is the food of the gods. And so when you are feasting on each other, you are ambrosia to each other. So if both people are facing each other's sex organs, the Chinese understand something that is natural to all human beings if we know how to activate that. And it's that we have a circuit called the microcosmic orbit that circulates around our body. But when two people are facing each other in the 69 position or sharing ambrosia, you're actually forming one circuit around two bodies. And what that means is that you can easily move your sexual energy from the genitals up to the head and down the body to actually have a really powerful orgasm. It's very exciting.
Well, so details.
All right. So what happens first is that if you are the giver, your microcosmic orbit starts to meet your lover's genitals. Okay, then their microcosmic orbit is activated from the genitals up their spine to the crown of their head, down into their mouth, and then they activate your microcosmic orbit by moving their tongue into your sexual region, and that moves down through your sexual region and then up your spine to your head. This is the secret to sexual ecstasy in the Chinese art of love, is to activate the microcosmic orbit. And that is how you move the sexual energy up from the genitals to the spine and up to the head to create a full body pleasure experience and multiple orgasms.
Well, that is pretty amazing. Can you kind of, is there some way you can sort of show us with the breath, like what you would do breath-wise? Because sure. Our listeners may not know what the microcosmic orbit is, although we did have John Zulinski on recently, fortunately, who did walk us through that. That will be another show. So we've been blessed recently. And but is it possible to let us know?
Sure. Okay. So let's say that your tongue is on the sexual region of your partner. At that time, what you're doing is you're focusing your tongue on circulating sexual energy through their sexual region, and then visualize it moving up the back of their spine. So you can use your breath. So if you have your tongue moving, then you can also take a moment and just inhale. Draw the energy up the back of your partner's spine to the top of their head, and then let it exhale. Their exhale goes right into your sexual region and then up your spine, and then you inhale again, and then you exhale into their sexual region. And then you keep going like that. It's very exciting. It can become very powerful very quickly.
And meanwhile, your tongues are doing the
tongue kung fu movements.
Well, that was a lot more graphic.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes, that is a lot of fun. Well, it's about time for another break, fortunately. Give everyone a chance to hear from our sponsors, which is a good thing. So they make this show possible. So please stay with us. We are talking to Karina Kittles Carson, and this is Dr. Patty Taylor. You can learn more about Karina at www.sacredlove.com.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from personallifemedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and I'm Dr. Patty Taylor, and we are talking to Karina Kittles Carson about tongue kung fu. Before the break, we were talking about juicy practices. Now I want to talk to you about ambrosia and your media empire. So tell us about ambrosia.
Well, ambrosia is the food of the gods. And our partner should be ambrosia for us. So that means that our sense of taste and scent is excited by our partner's taste and scent. And this, whether we are or not, really tells us a lot about our sexual compatibility. So even before we actually become sexually involved with someone, if we are aware of our like of their taste and scent, we will know if we will actually have great sexual compatibility over the long term.
Okay, so how does ambrosia play into all of that? I guess the tongue is a natural bridge to what you're going to say next.
Yes.
You ought to start tasting them, I guess.
Exactly. You're going to have to want to taste your lover over and over again to be a great tongue kung fu master. And so the ambrosia part is a very important factor. And if you're hesitant or you have resistance to the taste and the scent of your lover, then that's something very important to just realize that it's not something that is absolutely an obstacle, but you will have to address the factors of hygiene, of diet, because it could have to do with the cleansing, what kind of toxins are in your lover's body. They would need to be open to cleansing and also exercise, because that's very important to keeping the body clear and open, and the natural juices, fluids, and scents flowing in a healthy, more tasteful way.
That's a good point. Now I have one probably pretty quick question. When I hear the word kung fu, I always think of those martial arts movies where everyone's having a fight. So obviously, did they co-opt the word kung fu, or who co-opted what, or what does kung fu mean?
Well, kung fu, actually, the word means skill or practice. So I don't know who took it first, but the tongue kung fu is really the skill and the art of utilizing the tongue consciously as well as skillfully.
All right. So good. So we can clarify that for all time. It's not a negative word. So I just want to quickly ask you about your CDs and DVDs. You cover a wide range of things. Just a little bit. We are running out of time. So what are they about?
Well, the newest book, Intimate Wisdom, The Sacred Art of Love, is really an overview of a blend of Eastern and Western methods and ideas about sharing real intimacy, but sharing intimacy that is emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual, so that you're actually connecting on all four of those levels.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at a copy right now, and it looks like an amazing book. I am just absolutely drooling, and it's full of pictures, and it is gorgeously laid out, and I can't wait to read it. It really looks like a great book, and it's just absolutely looks fascinating and beautiful. And I love that you've come out with DVDs and you've come out with CDs. You've got music. You've got Qigong. So it's very comprehensive, you know, for people who really want to go deep.
Yes.
With your work. Really have an opportunity to go deep, and I love that. So we're almost out of time. I just want to ask you two final questions. Number one is this. Why are Taoist secrets always secrets? Okay, because how can we call them secrets if people are always talking about them?
Good question. Well, I think the reason they have been secrets is the Taoists were actually shut down, actually killed a lot of them, and their books were burned under Confucianism and then communism in China. So a lot of the Taoist masters were actually forced underground or forced out of the country. And again, all of their books burned. So these secrets were passed down orally, and very few writings have existed today. They actually were moved to Taiwan and Japan, which were integrated more into their societies. There's more openness in the world, thank God, and we are now seeing these secrets start to be revealed more and more. And so I think that's why you hear them as Taoist secrets.
Okay, well, thank you. So, my second question is, what's your secret? What's the one that you really love to share with people if they're willing and able to hear it? And it can just be one, because I'm sure you have more than one.
Well, what my main secret is that I want everybody to understand that it is possible to have sacred love. And that sacred love, which is the core of the book Intimate Wisdom, is having emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual compatibility. And that you can have all of those. And if you have less than all of those, you tend to fight and struggle over the ones that you don't have. You can, if you're in a relationship, you can develop the ones that you don't have. And if you're not in a relationship, you can seek out someone who you can share that kind of compatibility with. It's possible.
So the big secret then is you can have it all.
You can.
Okay, wow, well, that's huge. So so this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all your insights with us. This has been an amazing show. I am, totally inspired.
Thank you, Patty. It's been wonderful being here with you today. It's been a great show for me.
Yes, well, you can find out more about Karina at sacredlove.com, and we will also put up all her information at personallifemedia.com on the Expanded Lovemaking Show, where, of course, she has an episode page, and we will put up her links. So you can definitely find out more. You can get the transcripts of this show at personallifemedia.com, as well as other shows. So please do visit our website at personallifemedia.com. Please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. And if you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to the Expanded Lovemaking Show so you can get automatic updates as soon as they become available. Also, please visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com, where you can join my mailing list and find out more about my products, services, and events. This is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor. And that's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.